Hello and welcome to Swiss Info's programme for March the 23rd. I'm Thomas Stevens. Would you donate, say, 500 francs or more to someone looking to make a film, develop an app, or relaunch a historic watch company? Many Swiss, it seems, would. The country has taken to so-called crowdfunding in a big way, with average pledges more than double those in the United States, where the concept started.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I want money.
I spoke to someone who organised crowdfunding and also someone who benefited from it. But first, I asked Michelle Laird, who wrote two articles for Swiss Info on the topic, for a definition.
Crowdfunding is a new phenomenon that's due to social media. It couldn't exist without it. It's basically lots of people giving little bits of money for something that they believe in.
Would they then expect a cut of the profits, if there are any?
Well, in fact, you get two kinds of crowdfundings. The first kind is donation crowdfunding, and that is very much contributing to a cause or to an artist that you believe in. And there, your rewards are going to be very small. They're going to be sentimental rewards like a signed album cover, photographs, or maybe a ticket to a show. But basically, you're not really looking for a return on your money. You're looking for a return on the emotion that you get in defending a cause. Now, there's a very different kind of crowdfunding as well, which is more raising funds for a business, which is called raising equity or raising capital. Now, obviously, that's going to attract investors who are looking for a return on their money. So we're talking about two very different kinds of crowdfunding, although the instrument that is used is going to be the same one, which is the web.
The intermediaries between people needing money and people wanting to give it are crowdfunding websites. There are around 550 in the world, which in 2011 generated some $1.5 billion. In Switzerland, there are at least six. One is WeMakeIt.ch, which generated 1.5 million francs during its first year in 2012, with two-thirds of projects hitting their targets. From these, the company, which focuses on arts-related projects, takes a 6% commission. If a project doesn't reach its funding goal, pledges are refunded. Rhea Egli, one of WeMakeIt.ch's founders, told me about the Swiss crowdfunding scene.
Well, Switzerland only started crowdfunding a year ago, so it's a very new phenomenon here. It's amazing how quickly it is getting established in Switzerland. For example, if we look at the success rate of the projects, we are very high if you compare it internationally. We have a success rate of over 64%.
Why do you think that is? Are the Swiss just very very generous?
I think that, yes, the Swiss are generous. The pledges are pretty high as well, the average pledges. We're around 120 Swiss francs, which is almost double if you compare it to the euro situation. But also I think the project owner, they have to communicate a lot in their network, in their community. And I think the Swiss are pretty good in that.
One of these project owners is Thomas Steinemann, who turned to crowdfunding to relaunch the 225-year-old Swiss watch brand Dubois & Fils when he was unable to find the equity needed through more traditional methods, such as banks. He raised 1.5 million francs in only 5 months by selling shares over the web. I asked him what I would get if I chipped in 1,000 francs.
First of all, you're a regular shareholder under the Swiss law, so you participate on the future profit of the company, and if the company value is increasing, you're participating as well. And then we offered a special shareholder benefit because we don't want to let the people wait until the company is doing any profit, because for a relaunch of a brand, and we saw this immediately, you have a time target of around 7, 8, 10 years, and we don't want to let the people wait until the company makes profit. So what we offered them is, for example, for an investment of 1,000 Swiss francs, you can buy a Dubois & Fils watch from the new collection with a 50% discount. So with an average retail price of 9,000 Swiss francs, you have immediately a profit in 2013 of 4,500 Swiss francs.
But as Egli said, crowdfunding is not without challenges. Steinemann agreed with her that communication was vital.
We presented the crowdfunding on our homepage, and the most difficult thing was that how we get the traffic on our homepage so that the people see that our project, and I think that's the difficulty. We did a lot of PR work. We sent out every 2 weeks the press releases about where we are with the crowdfunding. We also sent out informations about our development of the product. So every 2 weeks we really informed the press about DuboFEES. That was the first and really important part of it. And the second one, we worked together with Chrono 24, that's the page which offers luxury watches, and we had some small advertising on the webpage of Chrono 24.
So you can't just put an appeal for 10,000 francs online and sit back and watch the pledges start rolling in. You need a good project, you have to present it compellingly, and you also have to do an immense amount of PR work just to maintain interest. Other crucial ingredients for success are that the project has to be realistic and worth it. This was recently forgotten by Icelandic singer Björk, who earlier this year tried to raise the equivalent of 550,000 Swiss francs in 30 days for an app for her latest album, Biophilia, which had been released in 2011. After 10 days, less than 5% of that had been pledged, so last month she pulled the plug. It appeared that fans, of whom she has an army, just didn't care enough. Let's catch our breath and listen to a snippet from Biophilia. This is the single Crystalline. Thomas Steinemann admitted he was surprised by the success of crowdfunding, but Michelle Laird pointed to the high number of civic associations in Switzerland, from sports clubs to music schools, which she said were already a sort of crowdfunding.
In other words, the Swiss are very generous people. They like to give. They like to give to a cause. They're not expecting anything in return. And what crowdfunding is doing is giving them a tool to express their generosity.
However, this rapid boom has rather caught regulators by surprise, with some people saying crowdfunding has become the new wild west of investing. I asked Rare Eglin from WeMakeIt.ch how risky it actually is.
What helps to minimize the risk is that the social controlling is pretty strong. If a project owner has like a community of 150 supporters who gave him money to get something in return, what he promised them, he has a pretty strong community who steps him on his feet if he doesn't really produce. That's one thing. So the controlling really takes place in the social environment of the project itself or of the community who supported it. On the other hand, it's very important, and that's also a little bit our job, to discuss with the project initiator whether he can really produce the product he wants to with the money he's looking for on crowdfunding. We have had one project which at the end the band split up and the money was sent back to the supporters at that stage in time when the CD couldn't be finalized. But I think worldwide the problems which arise is mainly in the really big projects. One hears from the media, like the technical apps or products which are produced, and sometimes it's difficult to produce a much higher number of products if they have a like 1,000% over their financial goal, they have to produce completely different, and that sometimes can be a problem.
Michelle Laird was a bit more cautious.
There is a big legal hiatus that we're facing at present in the United States. In particular, the Securities Exchange Commission is supposed to be addicting rules, hasn't yet, which means that a lot of these platforms are coming in into the landscape on false pretenses because small companies are trying to escape tax problems. In Switzerland, very interestingly, I contacted the FINMA, which is the financial regulator, and they said this very surprising thing. They said that presently the regulations in Switzerland cover crowdfunding. They didn't need any new laws in the sense that if a new intermediary comes onto the market and puts somebody who wants to finance something and a project who wants to be financed together, but doesn't take any of the funds raised, then the FINMA is happy with the situation. Now, there has been some fraud, so the FINMA has asked that people be very careful when they do look into investing into these companies, because nobody can be protected in the event of fraud unless it becomes a penal case.
Nevertheless, Rhea Egli was confident the concept would grow and develop.
Crowdfunding is of course, it will change. It will change the way we work in cultural and arts fields, how we finance ourselves, but it also changes the way of a consumer, because you can basically you can take on kind of a responsibility as a arts consumer to help realize things which you like, or to help decide what really is on the market. So I think it's not just a financing tool, it's also a tool of communication with your crowd and fans, of selling your products, of communicating what you're doing. So I don't think it's going to be like a bubble which bursts like in 2 years. I think it really has a potential to change the way we work in the cultural field.
Thomas Steinemann said he could only recommend crowdfunding.
The whole project was a great success. We have now close to 600 shareholders and 1.5 million new capital for the company. And we have 600 people which are owners of the company and brand ambassadors for DWFIS.
Thomas Steinemann, Rhea Egli and Michelle Laird discussing the nascent phenomenon of crowdfunding, which more often than not seems to benefit everyone involved, but given the lack of regulation, requires planning and a sensible level of caution. Let's come together. Thanks for listening. Read more about this issue and other Swiss news and views at swissinfo.ch. I'm Thomas Stevens. In sweet-